You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. My name is Andy Resto, and this program is called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. Going to be an all-Canadian special this week, and we're going to kick things off with a brand new release from one of my local favorites, known as Lié. The song's called I Am from their upcoming record, Truth or Consequences.
Cannot breathe, cannot
You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resto, and I'm the host of the program. This week, we're doing an all-Canadian special. So we started off with some good, I don't know, goth, punk, dark wave trios from Vancouver. Last one we heard was from Softis, which I've been playing a bunch over the last few weeks. A song called, the closing track called Ungrateful from their new record, Absolute Truth. And then Lee started the show. They are coming out with a new record in August, which is very exciting, called Truth or Consequences. And kicked off the show with the song I Am. May or may not be a reference to the Hebrew Bible. I don't know. Next up, a bit of a divergence for the next set. However, slight connection. So Lee, friend of the program, Ashley Luck, was on the show a while ago, clued me in to an artist named Marie Davidson, who's from Montreal. And Marie Davidson, also a friend of the program, eventually going to play one of her songs that I haven't tuned into this album for a while. And I listened to it the other day, and it's very good. Got me back onto the Marie Davidson bandwagon. An album called Pert d'Identité. Something, loss of identity, I think. Anyhow, this song called Viet Mort d'un Ego. Death of one's ego? That's a guess on my part. That's what we're going to hear, and then we're going to hear some more Montreal experimentation from AJ Cornell and Tim Darcy. Theme of the show so far is people that have been guests on the show. So AJ Cornell, as a member of Ott, has also been on the show previously. So that's what we're going to hear on this next set. Stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. cafe is not anonymous enough. I need to feel unregulated. I need to feel like I could lick the window pane as people walk by, looking around at everyone in here on their laptops. This cafe is not anonymous enough. I need to feel unregulated. I need to feel like I could lick the window pane as people walk by. I think this is why people move to New York. Two men in Detroit Red Wings ball caps looking up at a cruciform image of Christ on a guided museum tour. Hearing all about it, wearing headphones and hearing all about it. And back in the cafe, looking around at everyone in here on their laptops. The man next to me, give me those headphones, I want to hear God.
CIVL Radio presents the 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards Saturday, July 16th at the Abbotsford Arts Center. Be a part of regional music history as this exciting community event hits the stage for the first time. Featuring live performances by FVMA nominees, including a Prince and David Bowie medley by youth nominees, plus Battle of the Bands finalists. Tickets are available at CIVL.ca. The 2016 Fraser Valley Music Awards. Let's get crazy for the Frazies.
I was a prisoner.
Cocaine addiction.
Cocaine took my drink. It made me lie, steal.
Cocaine took my will, my soul.
And all I wanted was more cocaine. Cocaine Anonymous gave me freedom and saved my life. If you got a problem with cocaine, pick up the phone. We're here to help.
Contact Cocaine Anonymous toll-free by calling 866-662-8300 or find them online at ca-bc.ca.
You're still tuned in to The Burrow on CITR 11.9 FM on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. My name is Andy Resno, And we are doing a... Oops, I was meant to have some music in the background there. There it is. Some nice, smooth... Well, it's not really smooth jazz. But it's good jazz music. Trio called Autobahn from Toronto. Interviewed them a week or so ago. They played the Jazz Fest here. Nice guys. Anyhow, what we just heard on air was a new track, brand new release from local Vancouver musician Creative. The term Creative, how do you feel about that?
I don't like it. It's an adjective. It's not a noun. I'm not a creative. I am creative.
Yeah. I've never really used that term, but I've started to hear it used more and more. Anyhow, Casey Way, who also goes by Hazy, is your solo project, and joined in the studio by Casey.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Are you hanging there?
Okay? I'm doing all right.
All right. So Casey is also from the band Late Spring. I guess friends of CITR won our band competition this year.
Yeah.
But how about that?
that was surprising and, you know, like, you're surprised, but you want it, so you're not surprised, but then you are surprised. And then now it's like the life after Shindig.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got to be amazing. Oof. Life. Wow.
Yeah. Looking forward to the recording time and playing the like AMS back to school thing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Which we played before, like last year.
Sorry. So you've kind of, I mean, you found a loophole, but yes. You could play it twice.
Oh. <You know? laughs> Didn't mean to bring that up. But I look forward to driving through the traffic of people with music here. That's always fun. And so. That's Late Spring. But Hazy, yeah, that I just released that tape and book as a combo, creative combo on last Thursday at the Lido. And you can get one, tape or tape and book at Audiopile. That's the one place in Vancouver that carries it. A big friend of the local cassette scene, which I don't think a lot of record stores do anymore.
Great. Cool. And how did the release show go? It's all right?
Yeah, it was really good. The Lido's such a great place. It's always like a free show, so people come out and the visuals are amazing. The vibe is good. Yeah.
Mm. What would you say the relation is between the book and the tape, the concept behind?
The tape is obviously just the songs, and the side B is this very kind of like long, droney exploration that kind of ends very destructively and loudly, I guess. And you can hear it on Bandcamp, but with the book, it's like you can look through that chapbook in 20 minutes, and I think about that 20-minute experience in relation to like the song kind of playing at the same time, I guess. So it's a journey. It's like whatever narrative you want to form with it, but I think there's obviously like an arc that you know, you can read it on its own, you can read it with the music, you not read it at all. There's some images in there too, but it's just really what the songwriting process was like, and like the tape is the end result.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Outside of Hazy, we heard AJ Cornell and Tim Darcy, a song called This Cafe Is Not Anonymous Enough. We weren't really listening to the lyrics, but some of the lyrics of that song. This jazz music is intense, so I'm gonna turn it out. It was like
I'm like, yeah, on a jazz odyssey right now. Really, I was like, what are you saying, Andy?
So really, I was looking for a more mellow song from that album. Anyhow, AJ Cornell and Tim Darcy put out a tape on a Montreal-based label called NNA Tapes called Too Significant to Ignore. And AJ Cornell is from the band Ought. Very Marky Smith-esque ramblings as far as lyrical content goes, which has its ups and downs. But lots of all spoken word pieces over like electronic ambient soundscapes on this album. And on this song, This Cafe Is Not Anonymous Enough, it's talking about being in a cafe and complaining, well, that it's not anonymous enough, that he wants to be able to lick the windows of the cafe and people not noticing him doing it, and other such commentary. And it seems very obscure, but then I was thinking about it, I was like, that's how I feel about cafes. I used to go to coffee shops all the time and just hang out and be totally comfortable there. Mm-hmm. And I found more and more recently, I can hardly sit in coffee shops, I feel like, and it's not true, but I feel very paranoid that everyone's like looking at me because it feels like it's not anonymous. It feels like everybody kind of should be knowing each other or like is aware of everybody else. And there should be a non-awareness of everybody.
I know. I feel that same way about like bars too. Like there's a lot of like cool bars in different neighborhoods that you'd maybe want to go to because they're nice and like the beer is craft and it's like curated to have this like feeling. But then, you know, you also just want to go to a dive bar where you can just be really anonymous. But where are those dive bars? Like, I don't know.
Yeah. It's hard. So that's the concept. Marie Davidson opened up that set. Again, not going to get into the French songs, but Marie Davidson, very good artist from Montreal. And you can check out her albums Perte d'Identité or Un Autre Voyage on Holodeck Records, based out of Austin, Texas. Next song we have lined up is a suggestion from Casey, a band called Wares, or an artist called Wares. It's just one person.
It's I think she's very versatile in like how she presents the music. But the project, the way it's described on the Bandcamp, it's like Wares is a project engineered by her. And when I saw her at Sled Island, she played solo. It was very beautiful, and like she like perfected kind of a range of guitar soundscapes with like very performative like singer presence, but then she also plays I think live with the band, and she's also in this band called Power Buddies, so I think there's a lot of crossover with that project.
Okay,
but yeah, it's good
to know. So this is from Edmonton, Alberta, Wares, a song called Beach Date here on the Borough CITR 101.9 FM.
On your own. On your own. squint your eyes, walk back through this alive. Memory switch the channels meant to save your life. You wake up. Never felt this much. I'll start flooding in with a sudden rush. You'll find ways nothing matters. Still holding in, lest you lose once you're shattered. Still holding in.
Stand on my over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Hopefully you've been tuned in for the last 45 minutes. That's a lot to ask. But for the last 45 minutes or so, you've been listening to a program called The Burrow on every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. We just heard a couple of my favorite local releases of the year thus far. We are over halfway through 2016. Orrick Hogan and Ashley Shadow. Orrick Hogan, her record's called Shadowland. Ashley Shadow, self-titled. Debut solo record, song called Blurred Views by Ashley Shadow, and Ground and Grave by Orrick Hogan. Wares kicked off that set was a suggestion of Casey Way, who is milling about here at the station. Wares, a project out of Edmonton, song called Beach Date, kicked off that set. Alrighty, one quarter of the show left to go. Got a post-punk set lined up, starting off with, as you will likely hear if you tune into CITR throughout the week this week, and if you were listening to Parts Unknown prior to this show, listening to Chris, you're going to, I would guess, hear this group a few more times during the week. Peace, a Vancouver group who's been around for a while, are playing their final show this Friday alongside Swim Team, or Swim Team playing alongside Peace. So as a nod to Peace, one of my favorite Vancouver groups, one of the first groups that got me into local Vancouver music when I moved here, I'm going to play a song called Aurora Hotel off of their record My Face. This is the first Peace song I ever heard, and I heard it while listening to CITR. This is before I was involved at the station. A show called Sup World that used to be done by Melanie Campbell, I believe it was. Anyhow, The Aurora Hotel by Peace. Then we'll hear some tracks from the Dories and Friggs and more. Stay tuned. This is The Burrow on CITR 101.9.
Stay there.
a song called Caps by the Dories out of Montreal. Album called Outside Observer. That followed the Aurora Hotel by Peace, who are playing their farewell show this Friday. Is that the Biltmore?
Yeah.
The Biltmore. Which is, that's a good sign. I haven't been to the Biltmore very much recently. It's wonderful. Peace openers, swim team. That's about that. So this has been The Burrow on CITR 101.9. Thanks to Casey for being a guest, part of the show.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Her,
that's all I have to say.
Her new tape, As Hazy, is out now. As she mentioned, you can find it at Audiopile. Comes with a book, because Casey is a creative, and so it was a combo project.
As a creative, you can also go to agonyclub.com. It's a creative web presence for the label that's putting out Hazy,
yes,
and Late Spring stuff, and other stuff soon in the future.
Yes.
So
good work. Did not think about bringing that up. Good promo work there. AK/Agony Club, which put out the Late Spring record, Invisible. What else? Events happening at CITR this Friday. Tune in for a live set from Heaven for Real. They're going to be by the studio from Halifax, I want to say. Their new record coming out on Mint is going to be released this Friday, and they're going to be playing a live set here. And then next week, local group Kubla Khan is going to be live in studio, as well as a band from Edmonton called More Wine. Check out our Facebook page, Twitters, etc., our social media presence to stay to date on all of the fascinating, wonderful activities happening at CITR. Alrighty, to close things off, before Jade comes on air with a little bit of soul, I've got one song lined up, and played this one last week. A band called Friggs, F-R-I-G-S. I think their name was previously Dirty Friggs, and I'm very
you dirty Frig.
Very happy to see that they cut it short and it's not as Friggs. Still a bit silly, but better than Dirty Friggs. A song called God Hates a Coward, off their EP called Slush, along the lines of Dilly Dally and whatnot. They're also out of Toronto. Thank you for listening to Spin the Burrow on CITR 101.9. A little bit of soul is on next.